Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you struggling with loss? Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Beyond Proof Radio is a space that explores beyond current self-limiting beliefs surrounding loss, offering radical healing, which will come from the least likely of places. Join Angie on her journey, which includes science, medicine, and spirituality, proving that the body is merely a shell of our soul. It's possible to create an amazing life from the depths of pain. It's your life. It's your choice. Now, here's your host.
Hello, my beautiful listeners. Welcome to another episode with me, Angie, and Beyond Proof. And before I get started today, I just wanted to talk to you all about a retreat that I am having coming up in September. It's called a Beyond Proof Retreat for women who have lost a loved one to death. Sorry, guys, women. I learned from experience. But this retreat is for those of you who have lost a loved one to death. There are ways we're able to connect with them again if we choose. And we can also learn how to incorporate them into our life and learn to live our best selves as we navigate death and loss. It was my experience that when I lost, I felt so alone, especially losing my son. I felt that my purpose had been taken away. And without him, you know, my whole life, my whole adult life, from when I had Nick until right now with Zach, my motherhood was what I knew. And so I know that devastating loss and that feeling of what do I do now? What next? What is my purpose? And so I've put together this retreat. It will be up soon. You can see a few little basics on the website under my events page if you scroll down. But it's September 19th to the 22nd, and it's connecting with your loved one, but also reconnecting with self. And it is in a gorgeous setting. We're up in northern New Mexico, so it's 2.5 hours away from anyone and anywhere. And it's where Georgia O'Keeffe lived and painted. So you'll be in her beautiful surrounding area. It's 43 acres. None of the workshops that I'm conducting will be mandatory, because in grief, I do know that you kind of ride by the seat of your pants. This moment, I feel amazing and I feel like going to dinner with you. However, that can change. And so my whole goal for this retreat is, and it is all inclusive, except for the air. But it is learning and practicing new ways to communicate with our loved one, learning to feel, learning that sixth sense, but becoming so in tuned with the five senses that we already have in our humanness. And we understand, we start to understand the self-limiting beliefs that have kept us from the most amazing healing that I've experienced to date. And I provide you tools that you will be able to take with you when you go home. And I've priced it very, very reasonably, I believe, which includes your transportation to and from the airport. It includes your food, your lodging for 3 nights, snacks, all workshop materials. And just, I believe that I'm putting together my whole heart and soul to help those who are wanting to move beyond grief. And it's only going to be open. I'm going to only allow 10 women. So if you are, you email me if you want more information right away before this all gets put up within the next few days. But I hope if you have it on your heart, to join us. Anyway, so let's get started on this show. And what I wanted to talk about is about the ordinary people having extraordinary experiences. And what do I mean by that? I'm going to start with, I love Lisa Williams, and she wrote The Survival of the Soul. And I want to start this episode by talking to you all about all of the ordinary people that I have had on my show. Started out as ordinary people. They were going about their life. They were doing their jobs. They were raising families. They were teaching children in schools. And all of a sudden, death just threatened to level them. Everyone from Joe McQuillan to Terry Jones Brady to Eben Alexander. Actually, his was a near-death experience, so his was himself. All of these, Joseph Gallenberger, these people were ordinary people. And what did they choose to do with the devastating loss? And like I had said, I wanted to share a little bit of Lisa Williams' book. If you all are interested, she has written The Survival of the Soul. And it is a wonderful book, whether you want to believe it as fiction, nonfiction, whatever. This was one of the first books I read when I started delving into where are they, what's next, what am I supposed to do with this, and how to move forward. And I believe in everything that she says about the childhood and the way we were brought up. We are very much influenced by the opinions of others. And we start that at such a young age. We are taught that whatever our parents or our guardians believe, that's kind of what their sphere of influence impacted us and still does to this day. I have so many people who've had these amazing experiences, and the very first thing that they say to me is, Angie, shh, don't tell anyone, because I know that it's weird. And I love, it's kind of like my life coach, my counselor, whatever you want to call him, but Lance, I have to thank you. Lance Adams, you can find him online, but he has been very forthright. Angie, tell people, you know, I know this is weird. You all, I was living my life too. I was a biotech rep. I was doing great. I was successful. I was supporting a family. I was a mother. I was an employee. And so when this happened, I was kind of shocked into this role as well. And you all, I don't know why I was called to do this. I don't know why death has put me in this position. But I knew that I would either die with it and living the rest of my life in lamentation, in grief, in victimization. And I knew that I was better than that. And I knew that their death had some huge significance on my life and in my life that I wasn't quite sure of. And so when we are children, we learned what was right and wrong. And I'm telling you right here, 99.99% of us believed and were taught that mediumship, that talking to spirits, that having imaginary friends when we're younger, that it was wrong. So we hid our beliefs and we hid our experiences because we were taught that they were wrong. And I say it on so many of my programs, and it's something that is going to be brought up during my retreat a lot. And that is, we have to approach this with childlike curiosity. And a child goes, runs out in the rain and jumps in mud puddles and gets mud all over. And what is the first thing that a parent says? Oh, no, I'm going to have to wash those clothes. Get in here right now. Some parents. How many of us had imaginary friends that we would talk to, and our parents would quickly reprimand us because it looked, quote unquote, weird? Get some real friends. Who are you talking to? They're not there. I don't see them, so they must not exist. And so all of these patterns and all of these things, and especially as it comes to life after death, adults have very strong opinions. And they are not at the same level as young children. Young children, in fact, if you look at any of the research that is being done at the University of Virginia, they are actually talking to pediatric children who can can share their experiences, reincarnation, with accuracy that is so detailed. But we don't want to believe this because we were taught that it was weird and that it was voodoo and that it was wrong, and that if we believed in anything other than the straight and narrow path, that we were somehow damaged and that we were somehow either going to hell or that we would be looked upon and made fun of. So I'm sitting here in death, and I have 1 minute left before we go into our next segment, because the next segment I want to go into a little bit more of mediumship and how that plays a role into how we are experiencing these extraordinary experiences. It took a lot of work. It took a lot of soul searching to dig through my childhood, to dig through what my beliefs are, to appreciate and honor what my higher, you know, the adults in my life, if you will, or my parents, my teachers, I honor where they are, but what their beliefs were could not help me because they had never experienced what I was going through. So when I come back, I'm going to go into a little bit more into mediumship and dispelling some of the myths. Thank you all for joining me today, where we are talking about ordinary people having extraordinary experiences. Thank you. Talk to you in a bit.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners. Last segment, I told you that this segment we are going to be talking about and delving into our beliefs, our skepticism, our cynicism, and regarding as they revolve around mediumship. But let me go back. First of all, we grow up with ideas. Kind of like what I just said in the last segment. They aren't ours. Thank you, Kat. That's my producer. We had a great conversation right before break or right after break. They aren't our ideas. But because they have been programmed into us for so long, they feel like they are ours. And that's decades of programming. Even if it didn't come from our parents. How many of us wake up on the same side of the bed each morning? We get up, we go get our coffee, we go take a shower, we get dressed, we go to work the same way, we come home, we eat dinner, we go to bed. We get up on the same side of the bed, we get our coffee, we go to the shower, take a shower, we get dressed, we go to work, we come home, we have dinner. Those programs, and imagine living in a family for 20 some, sometimes 18, now it's even longer. I think the average age for people, kids living at home now is almost 25, 30 in some cases. The programming. How do we stop the programming? And unfortunately, for me, the only thing was death. And I can sit here and share with you. And this may not even resonate with you until something so horrible shakes your very foundation. Because you have a choice right there. I call that the cross. Are you going to remain crucified to that cross? And it is painful. But it's more painful sometimes to leave the belief system because we've never been taught to trust ourselves. We're always waiting for someone else to tell us, well, that's right and that's wrong. And this is what time we're going to eat. And this is what time you go to bed. And this is how you study. And this is the kind of work you do. And these are the good jobs. You don't want to be an artist. You need to be a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer. Those are the good jobs. Until something hits us upside the head. And I'm not talking just about a fall and a scrape on your knees. I'm talking about something so horrific that it rips you apart, that you're bleeding, and then let's pour salt in it. And so what do we do at that crossroad? And if I were to remain in my old antiquated belief system that I was raised with, and that is that anyone who commits suicide is punished and is not even welcome into the cemeteries of the church, I would never be where I am here. I had to confront that fallacy. I had to find my truth, because as a mother, I couldn't bear to believe that idiotic, antiquated untruth. But when you're programmed for so many years and you're programmed into believing this is right, this is wrong, you're a sinner, you're going to hell, whatever that programming may be. And so absolutely, and let's get into mediumship right now. We judge them. And don't tell me that none of you haven't. Yet they bring us hope. But if it doesn't fit within our self-limiting beliefs that we have been taught when we are children and until now, because we have more of a need to fit in than we do of rising above the possibility or the potential of us looking and sounding weird. I used to judge everything if it didn't fit into what I believed was right and the only way. And what death taught me about life, I don't know anything at all. And so to sit here and pretend like I know the truth and I know the whole coding of the universe because of what I was taught, I am limiting myself to the ability to heal beyond measure. So I ask you, because for me, this was my new truth, death can be an awakening of something so much greater than death itself. And I absolutely know this. So I'll repeat that. Could death be an awakening to something much greater than death itself? And I absolutely know so. But it wasn't because I went back and what I've been believed and what I've been taught and I continue to do the same things over and over and over again. No, I had to jump off the yellow brick road. And when I jumped off the yellow brick road, it led me down paths that were a little bit scary. Not going to lie to you. And so the first thing after someone dies, it's the initial shock and disbelief. A lot of people will go to a medium. And they're usually the first ones who will give us hope or lead us down a path of cynicism, deeper skepticism, depending on how good they are and how in tuned they are. And I want to stop here and say, you all, that I had several people ask me or email me, Angie, can you recommend a medium? I've never and never will recommend a medium. And I'll tell you why. And I gave this and I want to say thank you to Ava Fanari. She asked me to do to speak at a Course in Miracles last Saturday at her grief or at her event. And we were discussing grief. And regarding mediums, if I were to say to you, let's say Joe comes up to me and says, Angie, can you recommend a medium? And Joe goes and sees that medium. What do you think will happen if the medium starts telling Joe some very intimate details? Our left brain and our ego will go back to, I know why, how he knew that, because Angie told him. Angie would have known something like that, even if I didn't. Even if it's something so trivial as Joe puts a pen behind his ear, a red pen behind his ear every day before he goes to work. Those are non-important events. Those are things that we don't share with other people. Those are things that you can't find on Google and you can't find on Facebook. Those are the unexplained that a medium, if they share that with you. So I take myself out of that. So those of you who have emailed me or who have questioned me about mediumship, what I suggest to you is if a friend says to you and you hear it two or three times, hey, you should really go look into, you know, whoever the medium is. I think you would really like them. Your energy is just like them. That may be something that you go and you Google then. Go find the answers for yourself. That's all I can say, because then you will have no reason to deny when a complete stranger knows things about your story that no one else could possibly know. And that includes family members as well. And I love what Candace Thomas, and if you all had a chance to listen to Candace, if not, go back into the archives. It's absolutely amazing. She is a renowned medium. She was the first medium that came into my life when a very good friend of mine recommended that I go listen to her. And she said, do not listen to people who try and talk you out of your blessings. And Candace and I had a talk. I called it Interview with a Medium. If you want to go to my website, beyondproof.com, and then go to join me and or listen, I think the radio, sorry, go to radio and you can go into the archives and find it. I love that she said that. And so a couple kind of interesting, and I had to change the names because this person had said, Angie, whatever you do, don't use my real name. So we will call her Terry, and we will call her husband, who passed away about 10 years ago, her husband, Ned. And I call it Terry and Ned and the green M&M. Okay. So I was at a writing retreat, and Jan had dropped me off back to the hotel. I'd stayed the night with him and Zach the night before. And I come into the room and I see this green M&M under the bed, under Mary's bed. We're there together. I said, Mary, has Ned been to visit? And Terry said, what are you talking about, Angie? I don't even know what a green M&M is. I don't even know what that means. Well, I'll have you all, my listeners, go and research what a green M&M is. And then when we come back, I will share with you what transpired from that green M&M and how I have learned kind of to be in tune. And I think spirits have kind of come to me and talked to me, and I'm giving some of these crazy messages and people are freaking out. So I'm kind of like a medium twice removed. So anyway, when we come back, I'm going to share a few stories of mediumship possibilities, and you can decide whether for yourself, real, imagined, coincidence, symbols, signs, and does it matter when we come back? Thanks, guys, for listening.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset, diet and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Welcome back, my beautiful listener. So I was sharing with you Terry and Ned and the green M&M. So just to reiterate just a little bit, is that I saw this green M&M under Terry's bed. And I said, Terry, I said, has Ned been to visit? I have no idea what you're talking about, she said, her husband of 30 years. And I said, well, you've got a green M&M under your bed. I don't know what that means. And so I didn't tell her what it meant. I had her go Google it. So a week later, she called me. Oh, Angie, I just read what the green M&M was about. But more importantly, about the green M&M, and if you don't know what the significance or the symbolism of the green M&M is, I'm not going to tell you. That is something you're going to, that'll be a, hey, you guys, that's a great idea. That is your first homework assignment. When somebody says something, go and research it on your own. And figure out what your belief is about it. And you get to decide. Because whether you're skeptic or cynic, whatever that may be, make sure you are it. Make sure it is your choice. That's a great idea. I'm loving that I just said that. Kat, wasn't that good?
It was good, Angie.
I'm loving that because I think what happens is that when somebody says something to us like, go research this, no way, I'm not going to do that. Oh, I don't believe in that. How many times do you hear people who sabotage their own healing because of something they were taught when they were born? They have no idea why they believe it today. They just don't know any other way. So I challenge you all, and if you want, go to my website and fill out the little form submission, or even go on Facebook and say, I know what that green M&M is. Anyway, not just because of the green M&M did that triviality, I say that again and again, the triviality of that green M&M, it was what it signified for Terry. She said, Angie, I read about the green M&M as she's turning bright red on the phone. I could feel it. I could hear it. She said, nobody knew. I was sitting in my office. I was writing. I was at my computer. And all of a sudden, this dish of M&Ms fell on the floor. And she said, no one was in there. No one was in the kitchen. This happened a few months before the green. I saw the green M&M under her bed. And she said, and nobody really knew that it was Ed's and my, or her favorite candy. So Ned would bring Terry M&Ms. Do you see how it's all kind of connected in a weird, fantastical, magical way? And this is where, when you hear a lot of these gurus out there saying that we have to approach death with a childlike curiosity and a wonderment that allows us to be children again before we were programmed, before we were told spiritualism was wrong, before we were told talking to imaginary friends was wrong, I challenge each of you, what are your beliefs? And don't let your beliefs stop you from healing. So many of us get stuck in these patterns of, I'm not supposed to believe this. This is why? If it can bring you such amazing, amazing healing. And so the next I want to share with you, and I know I've shared this on a few shows, but I want to share this again with you. And it's another sign. It's another, to me, a very significant sign. This was my experience with a hawk feather. And the work that I'm beginning to do a lot more and more of is sharing that death has the potential for us to have a greater awareness. And when we have a greater awareness, we don't allow it to suck us in and suffocate us and strangle us. My beautiful listeners, you are absolutely beautiful exactly where you are, who you are. This has come to teach you a lesson. And are you choosing to grow from that lesson? Are you choosing to allow it to get the better of you? Are you allowing death to win? So getting back to the hawk feather. And this was when I was in my, you know, considerable grief and lamenting and not knowing how to move forward and feeling the whole world was moving at slow pace. And I was in a jello mold. I couldn't put one foot in front of the other. Not that I didn't want to. It's like I physically couldn't. I did not know how I was going to move on. But I knew I did not want to stay stuck. And so this morning, I was walking on the golf course. And it was in the fairway. And it was early in the morning before any golfers. So I could walk barefoot. And any of you who play golf, which congratulations, Zach got second place. They got second place, you guys, in a golf tournament, the state golf tournament yesterday. And so most of you know there are no trees in the fairway. It's in the rough on the sides. And as I was walking east, looking at the mountain right in front of me were the two twin water towers. Where Nick had taken his life. And then only, I would say, to scale, maybe 6 inches, you know, to the left was La Luce, the tip of La Luce. In the Sandia Mountains I'm talking about. That's where Jan asked me to marry him. September of 2011. So I wasn't focusing on where I was going. I wasn't in the present moment. I was worrying about tomorrow. What am I going to do now? I'm going to be all alone. I don't have a spouse. Where is my son? What could I have done differently? Poor me. And I was also lamenting. Oh my God. So I was worried about the future. I was lamenting the past and totally missed the hawk feather. And most would say the hawk feather is trivial. And you are absolutely right. A hawk feather is trivial. When someone dies, y'all, you're going to find out in that triviality is going to be the proof that you need that they're still here. So I stop for whatever reason. I'm like, I just passed this hawk feather and I pick it up and I bawl my eyes out. I fall on my knees in the middle of the grass, in the middle of the fairway. In a hawk feather, it doesn't seem emotional, does it? But nobody knew that Saturday morning, the last morning that I would ever make love to my husband, the last morning I would ever sip a cup of coffee with my husband, the last morning we would ever sit together in bed as he's reading Reuters and Wall Street Journal and New York Times, and I'm reading Time and whatever. We had our iPads holding hands, and all of a sudden, this humongous hawk flies into the backyard and lands in the bird bath that is 10 times too small for him. The hawk feather has significance. So I share it again. Do not, if you're afraid to tell people these stories, oh, that's just wishful thinking, Angie. And we're going on break. So when we come back, I want to go through a conversation that I had with a friend of mine just the other day about wishful thinking and law of attraction and that kind of thing. I could have allowed my miracles to be downgraded to whatever's I'm choosing not to. And I'll share that when we come back. Thank you all for joining me. I'm looking forward to our last segment. And when we come back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet, welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
I have struggled with anxiety my entire adult life. My mind was constantly filled with feelings of dread and negative thoughts about myself. But then I completed Dr. Friedemann's breakthrough program and can't believe how much my life has changed in just a few months. Dr. Friedemann's methods are different from anything I've ever tried, and they make so much sense, and more importantly, they work. I can never thank Dr. Friedemann enough for his guidance and wisdom. Visit theempowermentsolution.com and find out how his breakthrough program can help you transform your life.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners. I cannot believe that we are on our final and last segment. I appreciate each one of you. Thank you for spending this time with me. Before we left on break, I was talking to you guys about the hawk feather. And does it matter what we label these things if they give us healing, profound healing? It is the representation of that hawk feather. And it's what it meant. I'm going to share something now I've mentioned this also. And Crystal, if you're listening, thank you so much for contributing. In fact, I emailed her yesterday and I said, you know, you're kind of like my plant. So most of you have heard me talk about Crystal and her daughter, Mackenzie, who died. Just now, it's probably been a few months now, but Crystal had emailed me and she said, Angie, my daughter died 2 weeks ago. And she said, I scoured the internet looking for anything I could. And I found you and your one blog. And I laughed because, yay, my one blog. And that shows you guys, I'm just letting you know that when you are called to do certain work, always have faith that what you're doing, just keep continuing down the path, because those people who are needing to find you, they will find you no matter what. So my one blog and my website that isn't even SEO optimized or search engine optimized, whatever, she wrote me. And needless to say, I would have been and probably was in the fetal position 2 weeks after Nick had taken his life. For a lot longer than that. And she said, I scrolled down through your website and I found that you're from New Mexico. And she said, my daughter and her boyfriend were looking at moving to New Mexico eventually. So this was a sign that maybe some of the things that I'm sharing may resonate with Crystal and allow her to open up her mind and her heart and her soul to believe in something other that she's been taught. And then this was very interesting as well. And I'm going to challenge each and every one of you, going off on a little bit of a tangent here. When you get those, and I shared this at the Course in Miracles when I did the talk last Saturday. Thank you, Ava, for allowing me to share, but I had everybody close their eyes. And I asked them, how many of you believe that you are spiritual beings living in a human existence? And every single one of them raised their hands. And then I had them open their eyes. Do you know why I had them close their eyes? Because they would have been influenced by those around them. And I don't think that they would be as truthful. So my question, why I ask that, is because why do we then act as if we are humans having a few aha spiritual moments only once in a while? Can we believe that we've been given this human body and this armor to have fun, to utilize the five senses that we've been given? But then also to realize why we've come here, this is not all there is. And with all the people who have been on my shows, Dr. Eben Alexander, Suzanne Giesman, Dr. Joseph Gallenberger, Dr. Raymond Moody, and several others, we're here to help others who are going through this significant loss, and know that you all are not alone if you choose not to be alone. We are here through our own experiences. However, you're going to have to do that on your own, but you're not alone. You're never alone. And so I challenge you, when you get that nudge, when you get that feeling and that tug that says, I better call her. Oh my gosh, I'm just going to do this. But what happens is, oh, I'll wait till tomorrow. Oh, I'm really busy right now. I'm going to do that later. So I had it upon my heart when I was working on this retreat. And I thought, I'm just going to contact Crystal and see how she's doing. I haven't talked to her in a while. I hope she's doing okay. She got back to me and she said, I couldn't wait to share this with you, Angie. And she went on to share that her husband and daughter, surviving daughter, were going to a concert. And on the way, they stopped at a pizza place. Her husband either was going to throw the receipt away or shove it in his pocket, but he happened to look at it. And it said, hope to see you again soon, Kenzie. Their daughter's name was Mackenzie, or is Mackenzie. The name on the receipt was K-E-N-Z-I. She said, my daughter never let me live to hear the end of why I didn't put an E at the end. So that Kenzie, the way it was spelled, see you again soon. What is that? And she's open to that. So in between those bouts of pure grief, of the humanness and the egotistical needing the physical presence of our loved ones, there is this great opportunity to live beyond the humanness of physical existence. Death has taught me to live life differently. Death has taught me that we're not guaranteed the next breath. So how am I choosing to live my life? With more gratitude, with more love, with more understanding. It's not worth it to be angry. It's not worth it to say, I'm better than you. I'm going to do this better than you. My number's going to be higher than yours. That isn't what I feel I've been called to do. My humanness and my ego, yes. But if we truly are spiritual beings living in a human existence, what are we doing to act spiritual? And so Crystal, then yesterday I put up, actually thank you to Barely Marketing, who's helping me with my Facebook and social media, because I just don't like doing that kind of stuff. But they posted Maisie, my dog, saying, I love you. I love you. Crystal wrote back and she goes, oh my gosh, this is the same Crystal with Mackenzie. Her second daughter, her surviving daughter's name is Maisie. And so you have to question, how many coincidences does it take? How many messages does it take for us to truly break out of those binds that we have been programmed to believe and start venturing out naked? Shed of all of our current and self-limiting beliefs that do not hold our highest and self, highest and best interests anymore. So the signs are many, and they are so great. And the more we can believe that we are energy, our vibrations, we are spiritual beings, that there is no end. There's just a continuum. And if we can start believing that with our own experiences and having our own experiences and sharing those experiences, it becomes, the signs become bigger. They become bigger than ourselves. They become bigger than our ego. The messages become more and more greater, or if that's even a word, greater. They become greater. if we are open to this possibility. And so I'm leaving you all today with, how are you living your life? Are you living it as if you're only guaranteed this breath? Or are you choosing to live in grief and pain and sadness? Thank you all for joining me today. I look so forward to the next couple weeks with you all. Thank you so much. I am honored and I am humbled, and I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for your support. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, Redefining Death and Loss. Tune in every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and a willingness to keep an open mind about everything that anything is possible. Tune in every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and a willingness to keep an open mind about everything that anything is possible, even in death. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit BeyondProof.com. That's BeyondProof.com. See you next time.